Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Lev Bell, he wants to be out there a lot.
Of course, you know, I definitely want to be out there every play. You know, but, you know, like I said, I'm just executing the game plan and go out there and do what I'm told.
All right, here's the rub here. So, in this, a great story by Ray Fittipaldo in today's Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Things might be changing, though. For the opener in Cleveland, the Steelers had designed packages without Bell or any running back on the field. The Steelers went empty, an empty set, nine times, with four receivers and a tight end. Now it appears, though, they're moving in another direction when they go into that set. Whereas, in the past, Le'Veon Bell served as that fourth receiver. Now he's not. Bell played 43 of the team's 60 offensive snaps on Sunday, but rookie receiver Juju Smith-Schuster took Bell's place in those packages as that fourth receiver. Obviously, you have A.B., you have Martavis Bryant, you have Eli Rogers, then the fourth receiver, then the tight end. Before the fourth receiver, they would bring Bell out of the backfield or bring him in motion, yep, put him in the slot, do different things with him. Now that's been replaced by Juju Smith-Schuster. That being said, and Bell said after practice on Wednesday that he did not have any discussion with the coaches about his use before or after the game. So, does Bell need to be that fourth guy? Are the Steelers better with him being the fourth guy? Was this a case of him not being in camp and Smith-Schuster isn't really that fourth guy? I don't know, but it seems to be that I want him on the field as that fourth receiver because he's been so good before a rookie.
Big time. It's not even close. I mean, Le'Veon Bell gets 336 touches a year. That's what he does. 373 in 14, 336 last year in 12 games. He had 75 receptions. He's the second leading receiver on this football team. You have to account for him. Defensive coordinators, they throw linebackers to mismatches. You need him out there. This is one of the special things about him, that he's, you know, sets the bar at a very high level for the running back position.
I think it also gives you a chance gives you versatility if he's out there, because you can reset him into the backfield, and the defense would have to adjust to that. If you've got four wide receivers, you can't do that. But if you're somebody who believes that Bell needs to be rested at times or not be used as much, isn't this a way to do that?
It is, perhaps. Give a listen to Bell real quick.
I'm not sure. You know, I mean, I'm just going to play in the game scheme. Wherever the game plan is, I'm going to go out there. I'm executing to the best of my ability. You know, like I said, when opportunities present themselves, I'm going to go out there and make plays.
So really diplomatic, saying all the right things. I'll tell you this, Smith-Schuster probably doing himself no favors by getting two holding calls out wide. But I want – look, you don't know what Le'Veon – and there's another layer to this, Le'Veon Bell's contract status. You don't know if he's going to be here beyond this year. You don't know how long he's going to be here. You don't know what the whole situation is with him. So why not use the heck out of him and go ahead and allow Le'Veon Bell to be out on that field a lot? And also on top of that, he's so dynamic. You know, has Smith-Schuster – and he might end up being really good – but has he shown you more right now, even in him being in camp and Bell not being there, that he should get priority in any package over Le'Veon Bell?
No,
I don't think so.
Not at all. I just, again, and I know it's very close. Let's just call him the best running back in the NFL. If he's in the top three, why take him off the field? When's there ever good reason to take him off other than when he's exhausted? And like you talked about, if you want to preserve his legs for the playoffs. But if that's not the case, if you don't care, you're just going to ride the tires, then he needs to be on the field because of that. He can catch the ball. And usually when you have him out there and he's split wide, it's usually against a guy that can't keep up with him.
And I kind of mentioned this the other day. Okay, I've never been to a Minnesota Vikings practice, but I can guarantee you there's a guy on the scout team who's running around with a number 26 on his back. There's not anybody running around on the scout team with number 19 on his back. You know, they've got an 84, they've got a 26. Those are the guys that, you know, they always identify a couple
scout
guys,
teams,
right? And
yep,
and that's, you know, who I may be this week. Okay, good for you. And they don't have anybody impersonating Eli Rogers, probably. Le'Veon Bell is one of the two guys that other teams are always looking out for. And when he lines up wide, watch the defenders. you know, guys pointing all over the place. There he is, you know, that kind of stuff. And it just seems to me that he's better off out there than somebody else.
Well, because he creates such a mismatch on that outside backer that tries to run with him, right? I mean, that to me is so glaring.
Well, theoretically, if you had a receiver matched up against a linebacker, that would be as much as, if not more, of a mismatch. But I know exactly
from a straight line
exactly
speed standpoint. But if you get Le'Veon Bell the ball quickly,
I
think you make people miss,
right?
Especially in space, because that guy is out there trying to tackle him one on one with space a lot
right.
of times.
But that's the philosophy behind going four wide receivers, as opposed to most teams now.
You
most
can't
teams.
Sell to me a down and distance where it doesn't make sense either.
No.
Here we are questioning Todd Haley already. Week one. Yes.
But there's never a reason not to have, you know, the game over, look at the stats and see Bell touch the ball four times the first half and then 13 times total. That just never makes sense. Don't tell me Cleveland. Well, you don't game plan for Cleveland. They're not good enough to game plan and say, oh, they're going to take away our running game. You got to pound them with Bell.
It's not an overreaction to the touches for me. It's an it's a reaction to the personnel package. It doesn't look like he's in that personnel, in that grouping, in that four wide. That to me it's a little bit strange. And
well,
I just wonder
always,
if it's because.
But even last year, he wasn't always.
Most of the time he was.
Right, but I'm just saying he's not always part of that, but I think maybe the reason that he wasn't part of it at all in Cleveland is because he wasn't around during the preseason.
Well, that's one reason he could be, or has he been supplanted?
You can sing that song all you want.
Right. I said what I said, Jim. You don't like it?
Lump it.
Exactly.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.